Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Another exciting week is before us here, and we'll promise to optimize whatever opportunities we have to bring you powerful radio. That is my intention, however, and your thoughts are things, so that's how I aim our expansive coverage of what's going on. Aim for the big stuff and cover the little stuff, too. I hope that manifests itself well for all of us, including you here on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here, and Jay Kirshner. Victoria is among the missing for several reasons. Not necessarily important. She's okay, and that's what's important. Monday, the 12th of July, so we start another week here of conversation about the powerful. I use that word twice because I think powerful is a great word. The Major League Baseball season halfway through. Home Run Derby today. The game tomorrow, that is Major League's All-Star game. And because of that, there is attention being given to some people who may have been trying to foil the game itself or to do things that were unspeakable. So, Jennifer, what's the scoop here on all of these guns and these people, game, how do they all fit together?
Well, right before I went to bed last night, the FBI had come out and said they didn't know if it was related to the All-Star game, but it sure feels like maybe a brave
two and two is four.
Mm. Yeah, a brave maid may have saved the day. Remember the shooting in Las Vegas, and they were not, housekeeping was never allowed to get into the room of a person. Well, police arrested four people and removed a lot of weapons and ammunition from a hotel room near Denver Stadium. That's where the All-Star game is being held in Denver. Police feared at first a Las Vegas-style shooting could have resulted during the All-Star game after they discovered 16 long guns, mm-hmm. body armor, and more than 1,000 rounds of ammunition in a room on the eighth floor with the balcony overlooking the downtown Denver area. They received a tip. The police received a tip from this maid working at the Maven Hotel, and they were able to execute a search warrant in two hotel rooms. They found the weapons, the body armor, the ammunition, and one man inside the room. The second room was searched. That was located on the hotel's fourth floor. The maid alerted the authorities after she saw the rifle while cleaning one of the rooms. In total, three men and one woman were arrested on Friday night. Two vehicles were impounded for evidence, and the charges are pending. One of the male suspects had posted a message on Facebook about their recent divorce, saying he was going to go out in a big way. Police sources acknowledge the threat of the firearms close to the crowds, but they don't know if there was a link to a mass shooting plot. But again, I wouldn't want to be around to find out. So good for this maid. You know, we talk about brave people who say something when they see something weird. And good for her for alerting the police.
I think there's been the change. There was all that stuff you see at the airport all the time, these big signs, or you may hear an announcement. If you see something, say something. And oftentimes that's led to Karen-esque types of circumstances where you get people blowing a whistle that wasn't necessarily something to be concerned about.
I think this is what they mean. You see 16 long guns in a hotel room with the balcony overlooking a crowd.
My point is, though,
you're not a Karen if you call the cops.
Under the circumstances, there are some. I'm just saying that some people confuse. Some people don't know what to do, so they don't do anything. And I think you see a lot of that, too. All right, speaking of things that are done, here we go to California. Here we come. Venice Beach supposedly being cleaned up. The police trying to roust the boardwalk because these 2 miles have become home for thousands of homeless people. And businesses are going under, and they've been complaining for a long time, as you know, Jennifer, complaining.
You can't take your kids to the beach at all in this area.
Drugs, no. So they're trying to clean them up. So, they're getting them off of the boardwalk. They're just moving out onto the beach. That's it.
Well, Well, the problem is that you've got a couple. You've got this really weird war happening, a war of egos, essentially. If you go up the road a bit to Santa Monica, there's nobody living on the beach.
Nobody.
But in Venice, there is an enforcement issue, and they're not telling people to get off the beach. And so the L.A. Sheriff's Department, led by Alex Villanueva, is doing a pretty dang good job, if you ask me. He said, we're not going to do this anymore. We're going to go, and we're going to try to get these people into programs. And he sent his officers, even though this is out of his jurisdiction, to try to get people into housing. Well, the LAPD, which handles LA City, not LA County, which Venice is a part of, they flipped out and they said, you can't tell these people to move. We have edicts. And it's not the officers, it's the leadership of these departments, right?
Yep.
It's Michael Moore,
leadership
of the city, and the city council.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You can't enforce these people out here. Well, now there's a recall on the city councilman who's in. I'm telling you, California has gone recall crazy. We have so many of them going right now because there's just disaster.
You think that people would read the tea leaves that are in charge and think, okay, well, maybe we've gone
too far
with all of this stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
They haven't. Mike Bonin is a city councilman, and so he was just served with notice of a recall a couple of weeks ago. And now they're saying, well, maybe we'll start making some moves about relocating the homeless. It's a really bad problem, and the answer from all of these dopes is to just put them in hotel rooms. But then you have a whole other set of issues where most of them are choosing to be on the beach because they want to be on the beach. They're not choosing. They're not really legitimately suffering from a housing crisis. They just want to be out there. And so now what do? You have to deal with the mental illness, and you have to deal with the drug addiction, and that's where L.A.'s just fails. They don't want to think about any of those things.
That's not they don't want to think, but they don't know.
They don't really know
what to do, so they do nothing. Now, let's go north to San Francisco, where looters, some of you may have seen this video, were captured on video, looters ransacking the Needless Markup store in San Francisco. The problem of thievery, if you will, it's an old word, but I think it's applicable here. Plaguing businesses in San Francisco. 9 suspects smashed. This is all kinds of balsam here, Jennifer. They smashed display cases, snatched handbags. Anyway, so
this is what happens, and the security guard sits there and watches it, videotapes it.
Yeah.
It's happening not just at Neiman Marcus, it's happening at Walmart. The thing is that in California, if you steal $950 worth of stuff or less, it's a misdemeanor. It's not a felony. You're not even going to get arrested for it. So security guards have stopped caring. They're like, why am I going to put myself in danger if nothing's going to happen to you anyway? So they let this stuff go. There are stores that are now closing in San Francisco and Los Angeles because too much of their merchandise is being stolen. They can't stay in business. There are stores that are now closing at like 5 and 6 o'clock in the afternoon as opposed to being open all
night or
midnight.
This is like a bad movie.
This is a leadership issue. This is the enforcement. So you have these poor people who work in the police department who go out and arrest these guys, and then they're let out of jail a couple hours later because the DAs in San Francisco and Los Angeles are ridiculous. Also, by the way, both of them facing recall efforts.
Here's people at the mall said, quote, the safety and welfare of our associates and customers is our top priority. We're relieved to report nobody was harmed. But nobody's been arrested. Nobody has been found.
It doesn't matter if they were arrested. Nothing will happen to them. So that's
here's a man. Look at this. A man caught on video filling a garbage bag with what appear to be hair products before leaving a drugstore on his bicycle. Mm-hmm. The security guard tried to grab the individual. He eluded the capture, and nobody has gone after him. And Walgreens, they've shut down 17 stores in San Francisco because of theft, as to underscore what Jennifer just said. Target said they've decided to limit business hours because of larceny. I mean, what kind of a world are we living in here? This is a bad movie.
People go, well, that's just crazy California, but it's coming for you next. If you let the policies that have now started to rule California nail us into the ground, if you let those policies into your state, it's what's going to happen. So you get lessons from California because as goes California, there goes the rest of the nation, right? Got to stop it here.
Richard Branson went into space.
This is cool. Yeah.
This is going to be trending, Jay, right? This has got to that whole
My mom was upset about this. She said all of these rich guys need to fix what's happening on Earth before they go to space. But I
really, it's their responsibility. I don't know that Richard, he didn't cause the problem. He's given a lot of people a lot of jobs. What I get a kick out of is that the pictures that you saw until there was video was of the plane, the double-bellied plane that carried the rocket ship up so that it could take off. The people thought that there was a plane that went into space and not this, basically, this is
like
a spaceship.
Like capsule kind of thing, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. So it was only, what, 3 or 4 minutes, though? How long was he in?
I think he was up there for, wasn't it 90 minutes total? I thought I had
Yeah, but they were in suborbital sort of for most of the time, and then they went up into what is considered
minutes,
space space.
They said so. It was 4 minutes of weightlessness, I guess, and to witness the curvature of the Earth, and then they went back home.
Three crew members. Branson was a member of the crew. Beth Moses, Charissa Blandla, Colin Bennett, and the two pilots. They went up yesterday morning, and then they went into the plane that they were on was called Unity. They were up at about 30,000 feet. The plane dropped the rocket, and bingo bango, they were 50 miles above the Earth's surface. So that means that when you get up that high, 50, 60 miles, you're weightless. You can see at least the horizon. That's just about where the atmosphere comes to an end. So you see below you, you see the blue and the sky, and above you, you see blackness, which
that's
is something...
Cool.
Yeah, it is. All right, so where's Jeff Bezos? When's he going up? What's his...
He says congratulations to Richard Branson, and he can't wait to go next.
Right. Is it the same kind of a flight, 3 or 4
I guess they all can't go
minutes?
Together, God forbid, in case something happens.
Right, save some money.
All of our billionaires, right?
No, can't do that. It's a ride, and something that we all can... I'd like to take the ride, frankly. Experience.
I'd be scared to death, but it would be really cool to see. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you? You wouldn't be a little bit like your stomach would be liquid? Oh.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. They remember I told you when George, I'm trying to remember his last name, who was running the Houston Space Center. No, it was George. I want to say Libby Gabby. Anyway, they used to call him Gabby. So he tried to get me to go up in the rocket, the vomit, what do they call it? Vomit Comet, that's what they call it.
Ugh.
It's an old 707. That's how they train all the astronauts to experience weightlessness and upset stomachs galore. The filming of Apollo 13, much of it was done in that plane when the guys were going, you know, they'd go up to 100,000 feet and then they just crash, they just dive. Put yourself in that position and think, oh, what a great experience that'll be. Here's a great experience to underscore Calitrin and your body losing weight and keeping it off. What a great experience. Something to look forward to every single time I think about this. I think about all of the success stories specifically listed on their website, toploss.com, along with all the info about the product itself, why you should choose it, what it does for you, how it works. Their staff is fabulous there, very helpful. No hidden fees when you order things, no recurring plans. So what is Calitrin? Well, you find out. It's non-allergenic. It's everything that I find desirable in a product. Nothing. No stimulants, no drugs, no gluten, nothing added to it. It's just plain and simple things that will help rebuild your body as you lose the weight and keep it off. Get healthy the right way. Go to toploss.com if you please and use the DJV code when you check out. You'll find you can get a 3-month supply free in certain conditions. Check them out, check it out, and use it to help you keep that svelte, beautiful figure that you've created that you'd like to keep. Here it is, the help way, Calitrin at toploss.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Into trending items at 23 after the hour on the DJV program. Jen Jen is here and JJ is here, the J Bird, and they're looking for nicknames, and that was a good one that came up. Jay Kirshner, Jennifer Horn, Victoria is not with us. It's not important for trending items. It's always important to get everybody's input, no matter what time it is during the program. But Jay's got the corner here on a rescue, finally. Something rescued from the collapsed Miami condo. Find out who it is or what it is after this.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-601-8850. 800-601-8850. 800-601-8850. That's 800-601-8850.
Hi, Ms. Kirshner. Who or what has gotten saved from that Surfside condo collapse?
Binks, the black kitty cat.
A catsman.
Yes.
Well, this is the old Nine Lives thing, right?
Oh, for sure. He was up on the ninth floor, too. The family lived in the unit 904, and the cat was found by one of the volunteers surveying the area where a lot of the destroyed building was lying. And the family, no word on whether or not they were in the building when it collapsed, but the family is okay, and they were able to be reunited with Binks the cat.
What is that 904 on the side of the building that didn't collapse? Or is
no,
that
this
in
is
the
what
part?
Did collapse. Yeah.
So the family must not have been there because there was no, as far as I know, there was no. If you were in the building or in one of those condos that lost when it collapsed on that side of the building, there was nobody who survived. They found.
I thought at the beginning they did. I thought at first they were
some
finding
people,
a couple people that had survived.
Really?
Yes.
Like the
But I agree with you, Doug. I think they probably weren't in there.
Mm-hmm.
Just all right, that there's no word.
The latest in the Britney saga is that her scumbag father used a couple of $1 million of her money on legal fees. That is to pay to put him in position, right? Isn't that what that was all about? The father's being called out now by pretty much everybody as more
not
information.
Sure, just far away.
Again, back
you're
to how this even how does this happen in a modern society? How does something like this, it's especially if somebody is visible as she is. I don't know, well, the saga goes on and on and on and on and on. So the soccer finals, who won, actually? Who was it? That was it Italy who
Italy
won?
Won, yeah.
Italy won, yeah.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
A little controversial, right?
Well, yeah, it was tied, and then the England lost in penalty kicks. But, of course, this was trending, but something else that was trending along with it was Prince Philip, because Prince George was the one that really stole the show. He had everyone's eyes and the way he was reacting to everything. A lot of people were saying, you know, he's Prince Philip reincarnate, even though George is seven.
Mm-hmm. Prince. Okay, so there you go. What about the discussion that continued with the two boys and the prince? Did anybody see a picture of that statue, by the way, of Diana? I haven't seen a picture.
I did.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Not the prettiest. You think so? I was thinking, and my mom's a big Princess Diana nut. She's like, I think they could have done a better job.
You always feel like you could do a better job. But no, I think it was beautiful. Yeah.
All right, well, there you go. Jay and Jennifer and Doug at 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. With the presentation of the Mini Vision Urban or Visual Vision vehicle in November 2020, the Mini brand has revealed an all-new interpretation of mobility through an innovative vision of space. Now the BMW Group is set to unveil a physical model of the vehicle which allows audiences to engage more extensively with the spatial concept and sustainable materials at work. The model had its premiere on July 1st. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
If the pandemic's taught us anything, it's that the easiest way for germs to get into your body is the nose. We all know how to wash our hands, but how do you clean your nose? For over 2 million Americans, the answer is Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to flush out allergens, mucus, and germs that cause congestion, colds, and flu, so you can breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier. Better yet, Navage is all natural and drug-free. That's why one of America's top respiratory hospitals recommends nasal irrigation to stay healthy, explaining that bacteria and viruses thrive in warm and moist environments and that you can wash away those germs so they don't make your nose their home. Experience Navage at zero risk. Go to Navage.com, buy Navage, and use it for a month. If you're not delighted, return it for a full refund. There's nothing to lose and a lifetime of better breathing to gain. Also available at Target, Walgreens, CVS, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Thousands of Cubans marched in Havana and elsewhere on the island Sunday to protest food shortages and high prices amid the coronavirus crisis in one of the biggest anti-government demonstrations in memory.
We are here for the repression because they are killing us with hunger. The houses are falling and we have no homes. They have the money to build hotels while letting us go hungry.
Some of the most high-profile people in media, finance, and technology descended on Idaho's resort town of Sun Valley in private jets last week to address climate change. There were so many private planes, the FAA reported it briefly held planes on the ground at their departure airports to avoid congestion in the airspace around Sun Valley. The private conference is a summer camp for billionaires taking place since 1983. Notable attendees this year included Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, and Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates. USA Radio News.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible. I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line. Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need to get work done. This week, earn 30% back in a Staples store bonus when you buy any two ink cartridges, including HP. Explore what's new at your local Staples or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Limit 4, in-store only. Visit staplesconnect.com/store bonus for details and 724.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaliftNA.com/save.
With the Delta variant of COVID-19 taking hold in a few American states, those that are not vaccinated are taking the biggest risk. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Arkansas is one of the areas experiencing an uptick in COVID cases with the spread of the Delta variant of the virus, having reported more than 1,000 new cases per day for the last several days. It also has one of the lowest vaccination rates in the country, with just over a third of the state's residents fully vaccinated. Governor Asa Hutchinson has pushed residents to get vaccinated in the last few weeks, and tells ABC's This Week about the further efforts he's taking to try to combat hesitancy to the vaccines in his state.
We're working very hard to go to that population through the employer, through trusted advisors such as the clinics, making sure they have the information and overcoming the hesitancy or just the simply we're putting it off approach. I've started community conversations, going to cities. I'll be in 6 cities next week in Arkansas, simply talking about what are the concerns, what are the community ideas to how we can do this better in terms of increasing that population and their vaccination rate.
China's military said it drove away a United States warship that it said illegally entered Chinese waters near the disputed Paracel Islands on Monday. The United States Navy 7th Fleet said the Benfold had asserted navigational rights and freedoms in the vicinity of the Paracel Islands, consistent with international law. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
At the hour here on the DJV program, the award-winning program that has no awards. But it's still, the award is that we've been doing this as long as we have, Jen, and continue to plug away. I was thinking about that most recent station that was that in Washington State? I'm trying to remember where it was. So we got the East Coast represented well, West Coast, all the around. I'm very proud of the stuff that we have here, what's going on. I have we're talking off the air about the Radio Hall of Fame inductees and how it's so political. It's like everything else today. That's really radio and ownership and things. And I don't say this because it's sour grapes, because, you know, being in the Hall of Fame is something that's cool if you're a radio person. And one of our pals, Larry Elder, is nominated. And I see a lot of West Coast activity here, but the work that's been done on this program for as many years as it's been on the air has never really been touted by anybody because I'm a maverick and they don't like maverick. They want everybody to kind of go along, get along. I'm guessing we're talking about Richard Branson and the things that people like him have done. I think that they get lots of different awards because they have money. And that is a way also of getting, you know, many of the awards that you see are brought about because people pay to get the awards, like the Hollywood Walk of Fame, right? The star on Hollywood Walk of Fame. Those stars pay for their stars. Yeah.
That's exactly right. And a lot of times it's when they have new projects coming out, so the studios
are get a lot of attention. Yeah, exactly. All right. Anyway, by the way, speaking of Richard Branson, we were talking about him going up in his plane or the rocket or whatever it was. Apparently, Elon Musk showed up at his house at 3 o'clock to wish him luck.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You need to be a fly on the wall for that.
Yeah, I think. It's kind of nice.
In the kitchen.
Yeah, well, yeah, I suppose. Where is this? Is this in the, where do they both live near each other? Where is this that they took, I don't know, Branson's got a home in L.A., I know that. Yeah, right. Exactly. There's from some someplace.
Well, the night before, wouldn't he have to be in New Mexico? Because that's where they took off from. Unless unless he flew there first.
Yeah. I don't have the answer to that. I just thought it was interesting that he showed up at Branson's house at 3 o'clock. And went, hey, have a good trip. Have a nice day. The weather conditions around the country, the heat continues in the west and northwest. In my neck of the woods on the East Coast, we've had 12 days of rain. And looking to the forecast this week, actually for the next 10 days, there's rain in the forecast every day. So, as I said, I think I got into this a bit last week. If you think you're paying a lot for food now, wait till wintertime. Because between the heat and the heat of the west, the wet of the east, there's so much food rotting in the ground right now. It's pathetic. I don't, you know, what can you do if I can't do anything about it? I know that all of my work, especially the things that is aimed at producing feed, most of the stuff other than having the 50 or 60 head of cattle that I do on the farm, is most of our time is spent as far as food for the wintertime, protecting them. I like to grow our own food, and the hay is great, but you can't get on the fields. So I don't know, we're going to feed the cows this winter, that kind of stuff. And because of all of the ancillary things, that will increase the cost of milk, those sorts of things, and the cost of beef. So apparently it's, 30-40 million people, ladies, under these excessive warm, just the heat alone in the western U.S. So what's it like over where Death Valley is about, 30 miles from you, Jennifer? 35 miles?
Death Valley? No, it's more than that, more than 30
is it?
Miles.
I thought it was inland.
It's kind of on the way to Vegas, actually, along the 15 freeway, so it's a lot further away from me than that.
But not Palm Springs, even though they saw a regular high of 120 degrees.
Yeah. I had a friend in Vegas who said that they made it up to 120 over the weekend. That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And that Death Valley was facing 130 degrees. Can't even imagine. Yeah. But in L.A., I got to say, I feel like we escaped a little bit. I mean, it's been hot, but it's been normal summer hot. Yeah, it's been anywhere between 90 and 100, which it feels hot because there's a little bit of humidity in the air that we're not used to. I'm like a dry heat kind of girl, so it does feel a little more oppressive. But I don't know, Saturday was actually sort of a nice day. Yesterday it was about 95, I'd say. So it's livable. It's not great, but it's.
What about fires, though? There's always a concern about fires.
I'm going to knock on wood. There's nothing really around us that's burning right now. I know in Northern California there's a few problems, but in Southern California there isn't too much activity. We've had fires start, and then they've been able to knock them down. So that's really good news.
Right. Utah, where Jack. Starkwell is with his, they've had record heat there for a number of weeks, and so that's, and a lot of Angelians are going up to Salt Lake City and Park City and those places to get away from the politics. I don't know, that feel like they're getting away from the weather, though. Tough stuff certainly to deal with no matter what. All right, so now we have the we're every day I think we have to spend some time on what's going on with booster shots and health and welfare of people because of COVID. Pfizer is going to bring a third dose up for consideration this week. Do they have to go to the FDA for that? I suppose they have to. right?
Why? But it's interesting because the FDA, we talked about this a little bit last week, the FDA is now getting the paperwork and the information from Pfizer asking them to consider approving or emergency approval of this booster shot. But the CDC says at this point we don't need a booster shot. And so Fauci was all over the place this weekend we might need a booster shot, but we might not need a booster shot. I mean, I don't know. Again, it just adds to my fatigue of Fauci because it just, it's like nobody knows what the heck is going on.
It's F time. Fauci fatigue.
I got to add this in because I think it's really true. Because it's kind of the boat that I'm in. The more we get the flip-flopping on this, the more people are getting leery of the vaccine. I don't hate vaccines. Mm-hmm. I actually think they're great. I celebrate the fact that we have one. It's the fact that we've been told one line of information and then it changes.
Another line.
Else. Yeah. And so it's frustrating because, I think people just want to know the truth, no politics, no, just tell us what's going on.
Well, but the confusion also is coming on what to do. As weird as it sounds, talking to Megan about this, it's about a month away for school to begin in California. Miles are going to the first grade, and they want Miles to go to school.
Yeah.
But there are many parents who want their children to continue with remote learning. They haven't learned a damn thing. I don't know what they want them to continue for, because remote learning has been, generally speaking, a disaster. But as usual, most of that cry is coming from the West Coast, most of it coming out of California. So what's in place for schools to open? Is it the unions there?
They say they're going to open, but they're going to keep distance learning as an option. So they're going to allow that. Now, in some school districts, distance learning has always been an option, but they're going to do it more broadly and widely. The thing that, again, that really gets me is pushing for vaccine of kids who are age 12. Look, I get it. Adults can make the decision about whether they want it. But kids, there are some risks. There is inflammation in the heart. And I'm not saying that you should be scared about it, but it's just something you should think about in making your decision.
With how many?
What I think I told you guys, when I was talking to my dad's cardiologist, he said, I've seen a lot of patients who are in their teenage years now with cardiac inflammation because of the vaccine. He's like, but I think people really need to think twice about giving it to really young kids, particularly the ones that are around ages 10 and 12. And so there's that issue. The other issue is why the masks for these little babies, like at 5 years old.
I agree with that. Yeah.
My son's pediatrician even says the biggest threat with COVID in my son is not him getting it. It's him getting it and giving it to me. If you don't want to get your kids vaccinated or they're too young, then just monitor them. Keep wiping things down. Keep
Does he think your son should have a mask? He's only a year and a half old, right? How old is Mac?
Yeah, Mac's only a year, but it wasn't regarding the vaccine. This was when things were first started, and his pediatrician was saying him getting COVID is not going to be
no big deal.
The threat's not detrimental to him. It's more so him getting it and then giving it to me.
And that's why now that the vaccine is available to adults, this is exactly what I don't understand, Jay. It's like if adults want to make sure that they're not getting it or passing it around to their family, make sure the older members of your family are vaccinated. That's fine.
Absolutely. I agree with you on this. I don't think kids need to be getting it because it's the bigger threat of them passing it along. So how about we use our common sense and continue to keep things clean around us?
Being the agrarian that I am, being outside, being around people, we had a lot of people visit the farm this weekend, a lot of tours. I posted a video of
that. That was cute.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Taking people around the farm. Yeah, I was on my
car. The only kind of tractor to drive, by the way.
That's right. That's right.
Looking at you, John Deere Green.
Right. Anyway, the farm was the reason that we had school laws put into place. That is, after the Civil War, actually during the Industrial Revolution, when more education was actually needed. It's fun if you look back over the history of our country as to what spurred on education. We go back to the 50s when science and math were brought in because of the Russians going into space first, that sort of thing. There have been various milestones. Industrial Revolution is where public education actually got started, and then because of the need to have more education for people who operate things. And then after the First World War, before there was the problem of during the 20s when the things were booming. There was real emphasis on education, and then after that, anyway, there's been four or five places along the line. But first, when the laws were passed, children were required to go to school. The guiding principle then was because of farms. The family farm was the important reason. That's why we have summer vacation, because the children were needed to work on the farm. Well, that's not necessary anymore. So it would seem to me, especially given all of the situations, that where's the creative schooling? Why aren't schools open all year long? Why isn't there some makeup instead of vacations in the summertime after nobody's done anything for almost 2 years? I don't get it, frankly. And because of COVID, the universal schooling, and looking at what has been done, you know, there are a lot of people who want to change the mandatory school laws because it's so expensive. The school district's still spending most of the money. Most every community you live in, the biggest part of the budget is the schools. So what are they providing? There have been unbelievable failures, not only among, you know, the normal, if you will, but there's always somebody pointing a finger at special, the Latinos, the blacks, that sort of thing, getting left out of school. So why send them? And so what are we going to have? We're going to have a generation of people who are uneducated. We certainly can point to the past year. I can point to any number of circumstances where parents are really absent. The kids learned not a damn thing. Nothing. Yeah. So what do we do moving forward?
I think even the kids who had a parent standing over them, it's still going to be noticeable. And I think we don't even know how bad it will be until kids get back into school in the fall. I really think that it's tough to maintain this. And it's not that
expenses and results. That's what people are thinking about right now. Yeah,
right.
And it's very expensive, and there are not real good results in certain communities. Talking about geographic and other groups as well. So that's really the bottom line. 46 after the hour here on the Monday DJV program, with another victim, if you will, of the pandemic, and that's the situation of your health and welfare and how you're doing to overcome obstacles, things that are in your face, literally bacteria, pollution, allergens, viruses. They all go through your nose. Doctors agree it's just as important to keep your nose clean as it is to keep your hands clean. And by doing that, by the way, just as an aside, washing with soap and hot water, much better for you than using all those damn Purell things, because they kill all the good bacteria and the bad bacteria. And that basically, with Navage, the nasal cleansing system is so easy to use. They're going to get the gunk out of your nose. When you wake up in the morning, you clean with Navage. Same thing at the end of the day. You'll breathe more clearly, and it'll be great at night for your sleep. Jennifer, you need a little of this. You should have used the Navage last night to get you to go off to Never Never Land. Anyway, the dangerous bacteria and viruses that get trapped in your nose need to be cleaned out, and that, and allergies, too. We all know that. You've noticed mine a little bit better now that I've gone back to using the Navage, and certainly both of you and Victoria have had the same experience. So let's find out how it can help you by going to Navage.com, their website, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com. If you feel like ordering, use the DJV code. That'll be a cool thing to do, so you can save a couple of bucks. If it doesn't work for you, return it for a full refund. That's Navage. Keep your nose clean, literally, at Navage.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now, 53 after the hour, it's time for Monday Tech Talk. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jay Kirshner. Victoria's out today, so we'll do the honors. It seems that President Biden has signed an executive order to promote competition in the American economy, and there were provisions that related to net neutrality, one of our favorite subjects here on Tech Talk, because it affects so many American family farms, people in rural America. The administration was in before, had the FCC and FTC roll back the rules of net neutrality. FCC now has been tasked with reviving the broadband nutrition label that was in development in 2016. That provides a standardized format for providers to display their price, their data allowances, details on performance. This is the same sort of thing you see on some of the food at a grocery store. The FCC has also been asked to start the process of requiring some of the reporting on prices, that is, some of the ISPs, the competition, what are they doing? They're trying to get more info on price transparency. You know as well as I do, when you see all the ads for 5G, for example, and Mars is better than yours, and, you know, the Verizon is awful and AT&T is wonderful, that all is, you don't know what the price is. Frankly, when they don't even tell you when you're signing up. Yeah, just plan this plan. And if you complain, it's kind of like an airplane seat, Jay. Nobody on a plane pays the same. Nobody pays the same price for a seat on a plane. And the same thing is true with the things that you buy from these various companies. The chairman of the FCC said, "I welcome the effort by the president to enhance competition." Well, what else is she going to say? Oh, I don't want to do that. Meanwhile, some of the big people who have are in favor of open internet, but it's for their own benefit. Comcast and Warner and Disney and Cox and all these companies, they were the bad guys before, and now they're going to show up as the good guys. But it isn't because they want to, it's because the government is making it. It's interesting how they put a twist on stuff like that. At any rate, the good thing is for rural America, which covers many of the hundreds of stations that carry this program, rural America is going to benefit from this, as it was the case. You know, I still don't understand why so many people in rural America went for Trump, because between agriculture and stuff like this, everybody was getting their head handed to them. All right, in a moment, Jay is going to tell you about a new TED chat right after this.
With the acceleration to digital channels during the pandemic, consumers now have access to unparalleled choice when it comes to where and with whom they spend their money. But how loyal is the average consumer, and what keeps them coming back for more or turning away from specific brands? Well, the Marsis' Customer Loyalty Index. Find out exactly that. Joining me now for a little bit more is Alex Timlin, Senior Vice President of Industry at Marsis. Alex, can you tell us a little bit more about the Customer Loyalty Index and what the research found?
The hope of the research was to actually ask consumers about their feelings towards brands, to just differentiate between a loyalty program as a means of getting rewards versus loyalty where people have a strong emotional connection with a brand or a product and feel as though they are advocates. So the aim of the research was to give people a different approach to how they might gain new customers, but most importantly, retain them by thinking a little bit differently about what loyalty is so that they don't leave behind customers they already have a good relationship with.
I need some backup. I got to get these trucks to Tuscaloosa by Tuesday.
Trevor's Trucking needs 3 18-wheeler drivers with commercial licenses ASAP, or his company will stall.
If we don't move the rigs before this weekend, we're going to be in trouble.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do.
With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, for those of you who love TED Talks, you're going to like the fact that there are more TED Talks. Where are they coming?
They're going to be on Clubhouse. Clubhouse has partnered with them, and TED, one of the most popular podcast networks, it makes sense for this partnership because essentially people just wax on about big ideas and often do so in the style of kind of a conference presentation. That's what Clubhouse is. So they announced this partnership, and the first room of many rooms, the first room is called Thank Your Ass Off, which will start today and run weekly on Mondays at 11 a.m. Eastern Time.
So what's in that, I wonder? What do you suppose it would be in? Is this about gratitude? There
That's
are a lot of people that kind of learn about gratitude.
Yeah, we're going to have to tune in today and find out. Recap tomorrow.
Exactly. So the TED thing has caught on. It sort of came out of nowhere. Have you ever watched a TED Talk? The questions and the answers?
Yeah, they're fantastic.
Very informative, as a matter of fact. Kind of, again, as I say, it sort of came out of nothing. Their audio collective started February of this year. Obviously, they needed to do something because of the pandemic. It's 50.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.